2015届部分区县初三英语第一学期期末试卷。一，普陀区2015届初三英语模拟练习。
Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. It is pleasant to keep a pet dog, isn't it?
It is pleasant to keep a pet dog, isn't it?
2. My best friend Lucy is a very confident actress.
My best friend Lucy is a very confident actress.
3. Have you seen the memory card of my camera?
Have you seen the memory card of my camera?
4. Offering tea to guests is a tradition in China.
Offering tea to guests is a tradition in China.
5. Yesterday, the students did a survey on their interested topics.
Yesterday, the students did a survey on their interested topics.
6. What will happen if all computers break down one day?
What will happen if all computers break down one day?
B.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Anderson now?
Sorry, he is having a meeting at the moment. It won't be over until 1:30. Can you call again at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock? Sure.
Question. When will the man call Mr. Anderson again?
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Anderson now?
Sorry, he is having a meeting at the moment. It won't be over until 1:30. Can you call again at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock? Sure.
Question. When will the man call Mr. Anderson again?
8. I can't find my glasses again. I think I put them by this book.
No, I saw you put them beside the medicine bottle.
Oh, you're right. There they are.
Question. Where did the man put his glasses?
I can't find my glasses again. I think I put them by this book.
No, I saw you put them beside the medicine bottle.
Oh, you're right. There they are.
Question. Where did the man put his glasses?
9. I want to report a theft, sir. Someone has stolen my handbag. My passport is in it.
Madam, take it easy. Please sit down and tell me what has happened.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
I want to report a theft, sir. Someone has stolen my handbag. My passport is in it.
Madam, take it easy. Please sit down and tell me what has happened.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
10.Is everything ready for tomorrow's conference?
Yes. Julia is responsible for contacting the reporters, and I'll make sure all the machines work well.
Question. What is Julia's responsibility? Is everything ready for tomorrow's conference?
Yes. Julia is responsible for contacting the reporters, and I'll make sure all the machines work well.
Question. What is Julia's responsibility?11. Good evening, can I help you?
I think someone has broken into my house. The money in the safe is gone.
Leave your address, I'll be there soon.
Question. Who is the woman most probably talking to?
Good evening, can I help you?
I think someone has broken into my house. The money in the safe is gone.
Leave your address, I'll be there soon.
Question. Who is the woman most probably talking to?
12. Are you still in the library?
No, I'm on my way home.
Will you buy a pack of milk at the supermarket on the way?
No problem.
Question. What will the man do on his way home? Are you still in the library?
No, I'm on my way home.
Will you buy a pack of milk at the supermarket on the way?
No problem.
Question. What will the man do on his way home?
13. The Double Ninth Festival is coming. How about buying a blanket for Grandma?
Unless we can think of a better idea for a present.
Question. What does the woman mean? The Double Ninth Festival is coming. How about buying a blanket for Grandma?
Unless we can think of a better idea for a present.
Question. What does the woman mean?
14. Would you mind picking me up at the front gate tomorrow morning?
Not at all, but shall we meet at the back gate? There is always a lot of traffic near the front gate, and I don't want to make it worse.
All right.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Would you mind picking me up at the front gate tomorrow morning?
Not at all, but shall we meet at the back gate? There is always a lot of traffic near the front gate, and I don't want to make it worse.
All right.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Laura's school organized activities to teach students what to do in an earthquake. Laura worried about being in a real one, so she taught her family what she had learned at school. The whole family practiced that over and over. In addition, they tried to make their house strong enough. They stuck the mirror to the wall so that it wouldn't fall down. They moved all the beds away from any window or heavy picture. Everyone in the family learned how to shut off water and gas when an earthquake happened. One night, the family was sleeping when suddenly they heard a big noise. The kitchen table started to shake. So did the lights. Tom, Laura's little brother, shouted loudly. His face was pale and his hands were cold. He even forgot to hide under the nearest table or desk as they had practiced. However, the shake lasted only a few seconds. I thought the shake would never stop, Tom said. Laura was surprised at how calm she felt. She said, I hardly felt the shaking. It was strange. Suddenly, Mom started to laugh. She pointed to the outside of the house. They saw a huge truck. It was trying to park next door. The shake was made by the truck. There was no earthquake at all. Laura and her parents all laughed at their mistake.
请再听一遍。
Laura's school organized activities to teach students what to do in an earthquake. Laura worried about being in a real one. So she taught her family what she had learned at school. The whole family practiced that over and over. In addition, they tried to make their house strong enough. They stuck the mirror to the wall so that it wouldn't fall down. They moved all the beds away from any window or heavy picture. Everyone in the family learned how to shut off water and gas when an earthquake happened. One night, the family was sleeping when suddenly they heard a big noise. The kitchen table started to shake. So did the lights. Tom, Laura's little brother, shouted loudly. His face was pale and his hands were cold. He even forgot to hide under the nearest table or desk as they had practiced. However, the shake lasted only a few seconds. I thought the shake would never stop, Tom said. Laura was surprised at how calm she felt. She said, I hardly felt the shaking. It was strange. Suddenly, Mom started to laugh. She pointed to the outside of the house. They saw a huge truck. It was trying to park next door. The shake was made by the truck. There was no earthquake at all. Laura and her parents all laughed at their mistake. 15. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容， 每空格现填一词。
Sarah and her father wanted to ski on a mountain. They needed to drive 7 miles to get there. On the way, they found their car out of gas, so they had to stop on the road. A few minutes later, a car stopped beside them. After Sarah's dad explained their problem, the woman driver took out a red can and said, "There's enough gas in this can to get you to the next gas station." Sarah's father thanked her, but she didn't take back the gas can and drove away. So they put the empty can in the back seat. Then they saw the words, "Pass it on," written on the gas can. They understood that they should pass the can on to the next person in need. When they reached the gas station, they filled up both their car and the gas can. As they drove up the mountain, Sarah found a white car going very slowly. They decided to take a look. They slowly turned around and drove back to the white car. Sarah noticed that a mother and her young daughter were in the car. As soon as she handed them the gas can, she knew she was doing the right thing. "Thank you so much," the woman and her young daughter said with one voice. "It's no problem," Sarah said as she smiled. "Just pass it on."
请再听一遍。
Sarah and her father wanted to ski on a mountain. They needed to drive 7 miles to get there. On the way, they found their car out of gas, so they had to stop on the road. A few minutes later, a car stopped beside them. After Sarah's dad explained their problem, the woman driver took out a red can and said, "There's enough gas in this can to get you to the next gas station." Sarah's father thanked her, but she didn't take back the gas can and drove away. So they put the empty can in the back seat. Then they saw the words, "Pass it on," written on the gas can. They understood that they should pass the can on to the next person in need. When they reached the gas station, they filled up both their car and the gas can. As they drove up the mountain, Sarah found a white car going very slowly. They decided to take a look. They slowly turned around and drove back to the white car. Sarah noticed that a mother and her young daughter were in the car. As soon as she handed them the gas can, she knew she was doing the right thing. "Thank you so much," the woman and her young daughter said with one voice. "It's no problem," Sarah said as she smiled. "Just pass it on."
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。